The film industry is filled with stories of movies that didn't make it. In many cases, that has less to do with quality than with marketability. The movie Marium is a classic example. While many critics praised it, most filmgoers will never see it. NPR's Netta Ulaby reports.
Mariam tells the story of an Iranian-American teenager growing up in the suburbs in the 1970s. It's not unlike director Raman Seri's story, except Mariam is older and a girl.
Her parents are immigrants who brought the Persian culture with them into the household.
When the revolution happened and the Shah was overthrown, Dad said it was going to change my life.
I didn't know what he was talking about.
Yeah, I was born in Iran, but we didn't live there anymore.
And as far as I was concerned, Iran had nothing to do with me.
Mariam was finished 2 years ago, and Raman Seri tried selling it to distributors, but no one picked it up. Even after September 11th and the surge of interest in Middle Eastern culture, he could not find a taker. Film critic Roger Ebert, who loved the movie, says there's a simple reason.
I don't think anyone in the distribution business was interested in a story that might be in any way sympathetic toward Iranians.
The story is sympathetic in that Mariam is basically the Persian girl next door. At school, she goes by the name Mary, and she anchors her high school television news show. She likes a boy who seems to like her back. Then Mariam's cousin Ali arrives from Iran.
Do you think you'd like to live here permanently?
No. After I get my master's, I'm going back to Iran.
Really? Why?
I love Iran.
I think it's so unfair the way they make those women wear those chadors over there. It's so sexist.
The women in Iran are treated with more respect than here. You should try wearing chador.
You're right.
Mariam's cousin was a teenager when the Shah was overthrown. Ali was swept up in Islamic fundamentalism. Mariam's family disapproves of his newfound religious fervor. Tensions within the family and the community worsen when Americans are taken hostage in Tehran in the fall of 1979. Director Raman Seri remembers this time well. He was taunted and beaten up in school.
When the hostages were taken, I found myself suddenly being targeted because I looked a little darker and because Iranians in Iran were being called the enemies of America. And Iranians were saying death to America on TV. And suddenly I was being held responsible for it.
Hey, Mary, you didn't tell me you were Iranian. Does that mean you're going to take us hostage?
That's good.
I was just kidding. Do you want to try this? It's a really great color.
No, thanks. I only wear lip balm. I'm not allowed to wear makeup.
Oh, well, that's too bad because no offense or anything, but on camera, we can kind of see her mustache. Sometimes it looks like there's this giant caterpillar on your lip. I guess that's a problem for you people?
The problems did not go away for director Raman Seri. He says that for years after the hostage crisis, he felt ashamed to be Iranian. Once he chose to become a filmmaker, he realized this part of his life was one of the most important personal stories he could tell, but he didn't get much help.
In one case, a professor of mine at film school said, I'm never going to get any action on this film, meaning I'm never going to get any funding or support for it because it stars a bunch of Iranians. And he suggested that if in some way I could find a well-known American actress who had, you know, dark hair, possibly a young Winona Ryder or maybe Natalie Portman, that I would have a chance, but otherwise there was no chance.
In fact, the critics who've praised the film singled out the performance of the young lead actress, Mariam Paris, as one of the movie's greatest strengths. Critic Roger Ebert has championed the movie on his TV show and at his overlooked film festival.
The problem that he faces and that everyone faces who makes a film like this is to sell it to people who, without giving it much thought, kind of assume they wouldn't be interested. You know, oh, I'm not Iranian, so I don't need to see that film. Well, if you only see films about people just like yourself, why even bother to go? Because you already know all about yourself. You can only find out about yourself by learning about others.
Ebert says Mariam ranks with a crop of exciting new movies made by the children of recent immigrants, none of which have secured major distribution deals. And he says that in some ways, the problems faced by these movies mirror the challenge to new immigrants.
It consists of the melting pot refusing to melt. The people who are already melted down looking at somebody who arrived a little bit more recently and saying, you don't belong here.
But filmmaker Raman Seri has been encouraged by the positive response of critics and audiences during the 15-city tour he's organized himself. Sari is currently working on a DVD and video deal from REM, and he's making plans for his next movie.
My cultural identity problem is not my only hang-up, so I've got other stories to tell, and I really, now that I'm living in New York, appreciate having grown up in the Midwest and would love to tell a story that takes place there.
Raman Sari says this film feels especially relevant right now. Neither he nor Roger Ebert could think of any other movie that showed a Middle Eastern family in America. Netta Ulaby, NPR News, Washington.